You ever been ghosted, but it wasn't a sad, heart-wrenching thing? It's 99.7 DJX.
Tom Holland has.
He shared that on...
This is such a precious, precious story.
The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon involving Norwegian soccer star Erling Haaland.
I saw somewhere that you DM'd Erling Haaland and he didn't respond to you.
Yeah.
Erling Haaland had no idea who Tom Holland was when he DM'd him and asked to hang out.
No.
He doesn't watch movies, so he thought that he was a random person.
Doesn't watch movies.
But wait, he didn't take 2 seconds to like click on the profile and investigate a little. You would find out instantaneously, this is Spider-Man!
I don't think he concerns himself with that sort of thing.
He seems like the type of dude would not care at all.
Now, tell us the truth. Did you DM Erling Haaland?
Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you what, that is exactly the type of humbling experience that is important for actors.
You know what? That is well said.
It's such a great perspective on that. You know what? I need a reality check.
And
every
also
once in a while brought me back down to earth.
Sidebar, I forget Tom Holland talks with an accent.
Oh yeah.
Like
he's so good at speaking American.
Acting. Right. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll text him, I'll take him to dinner. Not even a response.
Oh.
Not an excuse, not I'm busy tonight, I'm playing football. Nada.
Nothing. Where were you and why did you decide to do that?
I was at Monaco, I was watching Lewis race,
right.
And
yeah.
I saw him. He was like a hospitality suite across from me.
Oh, so he catches his glance.
Oh, he's right there. I'm just going to DM.
And I just thought I'd shoot my shot.
Yeah, why not?
Send him a text.
Haaland v.
And
Haaland.
Then I never imagined I'd talk about it on live television, but here we are.
He's like,
That's
I didn't
so
think this would come around.
That's
and actually
fantastic.
Become a thing.
Right.
That Erling Haaland ghosted me. But
yeah, he was just like, oh, you know, I didn't want to answer to some unknown person. I've never seen him. Random person.
Yeah.
I didn't bother to answer.
That's funny.
So precious. And I guess even now that Erling probably knows this story, he's probably still not going to be like, all right, cool, we can hang out.
Yeah. Probably not.
He's spending time with his taxidermied raccoon holding a bottle of alcohol souvenir.
Yeah.
That he apparently bought for $750 in Texas.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, Kelly.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know if you have any fun ghosting stories that didn't break your heart or you shot your shot.
And we're denied. In this super fun, hilarious Tom Holland kind of way.
Yeah, 502-795-1997. Some of those stories. When you think about being ghosted, it's 99.7 DJX. You don't necessarily consider, like, shooting your shot and just never getting response as being ghosted. Typically, it's you have a relationship with someone, and then all of a sudden, it's boom, nothing.
Exactly.
Right. It's kind of like sending a friend request maybe to someone on a Facebook or social media.
Listen, and again, I'm sorry, Keith, 14 years ago, you sent me a friend request on Facebook and I've ignored it for 14 years and now it's just awkward.
Yeah. Have you denied it yet?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I was going to say, you just need to delete it at this point.
There's no profile picture even. So yeah, I don't even think Kevin's still on Facebook.
Yeah. You just need to cut it. Yeah.
I did.
But it's like, if you send it out there and it just sits.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
So if one of my daughter's teachers did that.
If it sits too long,
and then I felt weird.
Then I just
take it back.
And then I just take back
request.
I was like, you know what? I never sent it to you. I can't handle rejection. I can't. Stephanie said, several years ago when I was single, there was a guy I was working with. I thought he was cute. Somebody else given me his number, so I thought about asking him out, but too nervous to do it, so somebody else typed the message for me. The guy didn't respond.
Oh, no.
I think I saw him a day or two later and was too scared to ask him in person, LOL.
Stephanie!
So, wait. Did the other person send the text from your phone?
I'm
assuming?
Thinking yes.
Yeah. That's very middle school.
It like, is.
Will you type out what I should say?
You just hit send. I can't
will
do it.
Will you hit send? I can't.
bless her heart. It was highly possible. Maybe he just didn't know who the number was from and just didn't feel like investigating. Like, oh, who's this?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll get random text messages that are not stored in my phone. And it's just, you know, even if it's a 502 number, I'll just swipe ignore. I won't even respond. So
wait, do you go back to see if they leave a voicemail?
No.
You don't even look to see, because what if it was an important call? They will leave a voicemail if it's pertinent.
Yeah,
you won't even investigate to see if they did that?
I will check and see if there's a voicemail.
Okay.
And if obviously they call and they don't leave a voicemail, they didn't need to talk to me that
much. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's my...
Yep, I second that.
Yeah.